Shalom Aleichem. We are starting our new topic today, a fascinating topic, in fact, and it's very halacha l'maisa. We're going to talk about the Kedusha of Sfarim, and in particular, which Sfarim are considered more holy than others. And there are a couple of ramifications to this, the consequences. Number one is less significant, and number two is very significant. Number one is if we have a sefer that is considered to be on a higher level of a Kedusha than another, can you sell that sefer in order to purchase something on a lower level of Kedusha? That's going to be consequence number one. But consequence number two is something we encounter all the time, multiple times a day, very likely all day long, in fact. And that is the placement of Sfarim one on top of the other. Do we have to be careful that when we have a sefer that is considered to be on a whole higher level of Kedusha, we can only put that on top and not underneath a different sefer? For example, if we have a Tanakh, can we put a Gemara on top of that Tanakh? And what do you do when you have a Chumash and a Tanakh? And included in the Tanakh is not only Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's a whole Torah, so that is on a higher level apparently than just a single Chumash, but it also has Nach, Nevim, and Ksuvim included in the Tanakh. So do we put a Tanakh on top of a Chumash on top of a Tanakh? How about when it comes to Nevim and Ksuvim? Does a Nevim go on top of Ksuvim, Ksuvim on top of a Nevim? Siddur is very complicated because the Siddur has our davening, but it also has included in it various paragraphs of Nach, even Torah, Az Yashir. And in fact, typically, at the back of the Siddur, not only can we have a whole Sefer of Tehillim that's in Ksuvim, but we may have the weekly laning, at least for Yom Sheni and Chamishi, the Rishons of every Parsha, so that effectively may have the status of a Chumash in it. So these are a lot of complicated questions, a Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, Mishnayos. What goes on top of the other? And also, does that mean when I am placing something on top of the other, I have to pay attention? But how about if somebody else placed it out of order? I come into Shul and there's a whole stack of Sfarim. Do I have to reorder the entire thing? Or how about in the back of the shul, I know that there's some mistakes. Or how about if there's another shul in the city? Do I have to go around and walk shul to shul? This would really increase the incidence of OCD. So we are, Amir Tashem, going to talk about all of these issues. Today we're going to have a simple question just to initiate the topic. So we have a concept of a Tanakh. 24 books, 24 Sfarim, Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. And we're going to talk in particular Torah, we understand. That's the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But how about when it comes to Nevim and Ksuvim? What is the difference between Nevim? What was codified as a Navi? What is codified in Ksuvim? And which is on a higher level? So we're not going to talk about which is on a higher level yet. We will, Amir Tashem, get to that. But what is in Nevim? What is Ksuvim? So there are actually three different explanations of that. And we will, Amir Tashem, hear two of them today. And the next time, Amir Tashem, we will get to the third one. So today, we're going to start with the Rambam and Radak. This is the first explanation. And a high level, what is the difference between Nevim and Ksuvim is that Nevim were written, were told over to the prophets via Nevuah, and Ksuvim, which is a lower level of Nevuah called Ruach HaKodesh. Maybe we shouldn't even call it Nevuah. So Nevim is through Nevuah, Ksuvim is through Ruach HaKodesh. That is what the Rambam says in his Mora Nevuchim. So in fact, the Radak goes into detail on this. And the Radak is discussing Tehillim. It's actually a Gemara in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that says that Tehillim was written Beruach HaKodesh. It was written Beruach HaKodesh. Neficha katzvu bichlal haksuvim ulo bichlal hanevim. Accordingly, because Tehillim was said Beruach HaKodesh, it was included in the ksuvim and not in the nevim. Ki lo nemru dvara benevuah kim Beruach HaKodesh. Because it was written in Ruach HaKodesh, not Nevuah. So then the Radak goes into the difference between what is Nevuah and what is Ruach HaKodesh. And we'll do it on just a little bit. We're not going to get into too much depth here. But he says as follows, when it comes to Nevuah, HaNevuah hu davar ba'al ha'adam shuchacham shalem b'midosa. First he discusses the type of person who is able to receive Nevuah. So it's a person who is a real Talmid Chacham. And not only is that Torah knowledge, but he has impeccable midos, that shalom b'midosav. That is such a person who will have nevuah, and he will have nevuah typically in a chalom, in a dream. And he continues and says that if it does happen to come, the nevuah comes when he is awake, all of his senses are nullified. He loses all of his ability to smell and move, etc. He says, "Ba'akiv gidbatlu kolchosav hergeshim." He loses all of his ability to function, basically. Via mesulak mikol darkei olam azeh. He basically is removed from this world and the attachment to this world, and he will see the nevuah. He will see this vision of a nevuah as if somebody is speaking to him and tells him X, Y, and Z. That is a nevuah. We see who it comes to and we see how it comes in a dream. But if it's during awakeness, basically he's put into some sort of trance. I'm just using that word. He doesn't say that it's that at all. But he says he loses all of his power. He loses all of his strength and ability to control himself. And he has a nevuah and he sees a nevuah. When it comes to Ruach HaKodesh, again, the Radak starts out by saying who is the person who is going to be the recipient of the Ruach HaKodesh. It has to be a Adam HaShalem, Mitasek B'divrei Elokim. It's the same thing, similar. Somebody who is Shalim, he is Shleimus, he is involved in Ruchnias at the time. And then it says that Shalem B'chol Hergesho Sav Loti Padel Achadmem. What's very significantly different is that he has all of his faculties and he doesn't lose his faculties, his senses and strength. He stays aware with what is going on. So we can read into this that it's a lower level, that it's not a Nevuah. Nevuah, you lose your senses because it's on a higher level. But here, Ruach HaKodesh, you still are aware, you have control of yourself. You're able to speak, you're able to interact just as like any other person. But he has some divine inspiration from above. And he starts to speak. What does he start to speak? Not by his own control, but this is the Ruach HaKodesh that is given to him to speak, and he gives Shevach, praise, and Hodah, thanks to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, or things that are Seichel and Musar. So those are the two different explanations, what is Nevuah and what is Ruach HaKodesh, and that is the approach of the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, and thereafter the Radak, the distinction between Nevim and Ksuvim is that Nevim is given via Nevuah, apparently the higher level, and Ksuvim is given via Ruach HaKodesh. That is approach number one. The next approach is the Maharal. And the Maharal starts out by bringing a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that explains that Yonatan ben Uziel initially wrote a Targum of Ksuvim. He wrote a Targum of, he initially wrote a Targum of Nevim. All the Nevim, he wrote a Targum, and thereafterward, he started to write, or he wanted to write, a Targum of Ksuvim. And a Baskol came out and said, Dayecha, that's enough. You did Nevim already, we're not letting you do Ksuvim. And why not? So the Gemara explains as follows. Why did they stop him? Because it has the Ketz HaMashiach. Because Ksuvim includes in it, when is the Mashiach going to come? It says the date, it says the time, it says the year, it says when is the Mashiach going to come? And the Baskol came out and said, we're not letting you write a commentary on Ksuvim. That's going too far. We don't want to reveal when the Ketz HaMashiach comes, when the Mashiach is going to be coming. So Rashi there explains, where does it say the Ketz HaMashiach, the Ketz of the Mashiach, in a cryptic way that it would need the commentary of Yonatan ben Uziel to explain it? That is in Sefer Daniel. What will happen acharis hayamim, at the end of days, that the Mashiach will come? That's in Daniel. So the Maharal in his Sefer Tiferes Yisrael says as follows, that Ksuvim is something that is proper. That is the place to have the Ketz HaMashiach. That is its proper place. And had there been, v'ilu haya mitargim ksuvim, had Yonatan ben Uziel gave a translation of ksuvim, even if he didn't write the translation of Sefer Daniel, it doesn't matter, because he would be starting to write a translation of the set of Sfarim, which is ksuvim, that is the place that is appropriate to have the Ketz HaMashiach. And accordingly, although it's only in Sefer Daniel, but the definition of Ksuvim is the place that we have Ketz HaMashiach. It was not permitted to Yonatan to Ben Uziel to translate, to give a Targum on Ksuvim whatsoever. And then he goes on and he explains the essence, the differences between Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. When it comes to Torah, he says that that is defined by halacha. Torah means halacha. And we have many halachas in Torah. That is the definition. The essence of Torah is halacha. When it comes to Nevi'im, the essence of Nevi'im is nevuah. Nevuah is Nevi'im. Nevi'im is nevuah. And when it comes to Ksuvim, the essence of the Ksuvim is the Ketz HaMashiach. That is the Iker of Ksuvim, is the Ketz HaMishbeach, and accordingly they are very different in their essences. Once again, this is the Maharal who says that Torah is defined by Halacha, Nevi'im by Nevuah, and the Ksuvim by the Ketz HaMashiach. And Amir Tashem, next time we'll see the third explanation of how Nevi'im and Ksuvim differ, and then we will start analyzing the Nafkaminas. So is Nevi'im on the higher level, Ksuvim on the higher level, and a consequence of that, as we will see, is so which goes on top of the other. When we have Sfarim of one of the two, when we have both and we want to place one on top of the other, we want to sell one and not the other, what are the consequences, the Nafkaminas, by classifying one versus the other? Have a wonderful day.